From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Union's antitrust regulator Tuesday ordered technology company Apple to repay Ireland $14.5 billion in back taxes. It said Apple received an unfair tax break from Ireland and managed to avoid almost all corporate taxes across the 28-nation bloc for more than a decade. Margarita Vestager is the EU Competition Commissioner.
The European Commission has today adopted a decision that Apple's tax benefits in Ireland are illegal.
Apple Chief Executive Tim Cook immediately said the U.S.-based multinational company would appeal the ruling, as did Ireland, where nearly 6,000 people are employed by Apple. Cook said he is confident the ruling will be overturned. A car bomb exploded Tuesday near Somalia's presidential palace in Mogadishu, killing more than 20 people. Among those injured in the blast at the SYL Hotel were the Minister of Transportation, the State Minister for Defense, several lawmakers, and two local radio journalists. The United Nations on Tuesday raised its estimate of the number of people killed in Yemen during the past 18 months to 10,000. Fighting has put millions of Yemenis in need of humanitarian aid. UN Humanitarian Coordinator Jamie McGoldrick told reporters the figure could be even higher. Republican Donald Trump is facing a pivotal moment in his U.S. presidential campaign against Democrat Hillary Clinton as he is set to explain his immigration policies. Trump plans to lay out his proposals Wednesday in Arizona, a southwestern state along the U.S. southern border with Mexico. This is VOA News.